I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night, in what has become a bit of a tradition, David Bakhtiari, the offensive tackle from the Green Bay Packers, was shown on the big screen at the Milwaukee Bucks playoff game. Their loss to Toronto, slamming a beer. Now, he's doing this a lot. It's the standard. It's probably a 16-ounce cup of draft beer. Bam, slams it. Last night, he slammed it. The video I saw, he slammed one. Then he slammed a second one. And then they cut to Aaron Rodgers in the stands holding a 16-ounce beer. And Aaron Rodgers tried to slam a beer and was unsuccessful. Then the camera, they cut back to Bakhtiari, who had a third beer, and he slammed that one. And at one point, I didn't see it, Kang, but isn't it one point that Christian Yelich ended up, or the Brewers ended up on the big
screen?
Yeah,
he was sitting next to David, and he slams one, too, and then they start chest bumping each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a...
Oh, my God. I'm watching this for the first time right now.
Yeah.
Watching Bakhtiari do the back-to-back.
Yeah, Bakhtiari.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't it?
And then Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers played it all wrong.
He's like, wait. And he bails.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it done. And then they go back to Bakhtiari. And he's going to go again? Or is this just maybe?
No, he's going again.
That's three?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. But so what spun it local was then Kelly Stafford, who appears to be doing quite well, posted a video of Matthew Stafford. They're sitting in a restaurant and the Bucks game is on, and they've obviously just shown the video, and she just turns her camera to Matthew, who's got a large glass of beer, and he slams it.
Where is this at? Where can I see that one?
It's on our website. Is that on niceandwantaticket.com?
Yes.
It is.
I want to see Stafford do it.
So Stafford in here, we'll retweet it for people who want to see it. Stafford then basically owns Aaron Rodgers when it comes to this.
Well, Christian Yelich sure did.
Yeah, and look, we get it. We'd rather he own him on the football field with great regularity. But it is what it is. So he slams a beer. And we started talking in the office about how fast you can slam a beer is one of a probably 10 to 20 things that guys do that give them street cred with other guys. There's other things here, and slamming a beer is, of course, ridiculously immature, but it is what it is. But it is the type of thing that when you're good at it, you get some weird guy-to-guy respect, right?
Yeah.
There's another one. I'll give you an example of another one that came up in the office. How far you drive a golf ball. If you can hit, if you're a big hitter, you get that guy-to-guy respect.
Well, there's that reputation goes around, you know.
Yeah.
He drives a ball like 275 yards.
Yeah, there's street cred from guy to guy. And as we started to talk this out, we probably came up with about 15 things that when you're good at it or you have or whatever, guys give that guy street cred. You have the respect of the other guy in some sort of guy code, right?
Yeah.
2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. We're just going to hang on to the ones that we came up with, but we want to know what you think belongs on this list. Slamming a beer, how far you drive a golf ball, and what else gives you guy-to-guy street cred? Guy code street cred. Guy code respect.
Yeah, guys respect each other for stupid things.
Yes.
We know this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What stupid thing do you respect other guys for?
This is not.
He's a real jerk, but I tell you, he can hit the ball 300 yards.
Yeah.
I respect that.
There's no illusion of sophistication here, right? We're talking about stupid things that guys respect. that other guys can and do do. 248-539-9797. We'll get to some of that coming up. Also, I mean, a bold prediction about the world of sports that I think people are going to have problems accepting. And others are going to say, yeah, I think it's true. We'll get to that today at 10:50. Got some Tiger stuff to get into with trade talks with Atlanta. Trade rumors, we should say, with Atlanta. Not talks, but although there are reports that there are trade talks. If you want to see the video of Bakhtiari, of Matthew Stafford, of Aaron Rodgers, of Kristen Yelich, all slamming beers, it's posted at 971theticket.com, and we just tweeted out the link at DougAndGator971. Doug Karsh, Scott the Gator Anderson, Friday edition of the program. Happy long weekend, everybody. All right, so guy-to-guy street cred, guy-to-guy respect gets you respect in the guy code. This piggybacking off of what happened last night, Bucks-Raptors, Eastern Conference, Game 5. Video has been tweeted out at DougAndGator971. It's on our website, KarshAndAnderson.com. Packers offensive lineman David Bakhtiari slammed three beers. Aaron Rodgers couldn't. Matthew Stafford, his wife put on Instagram him slamming a beer. Kristen Yelich did it. And it's kind of one of those things that give guys respect is how fast you can do that from guy to guy. Stupid things. These are stupid things that guys get respect with their crew because they can do. And we're asking you, we also offered up how far you could drive a golf ball is one, but, we got a bunch we were talking about in the office and we said, you know what, let's just leave it for the listeners and see what they come up with. What deserves to be near the top of the list of things that get you respect with the dudes. Let's go to Aaron in Waterford. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
backing up a trailer. And it always reminds me of that, Family Guy, backing up the boat trailer. Scene. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but if you can do that, usually you get that like frowny face nod from another guy, like, "Oh yeah, you got it."
Yep, yeah,
go. the frowny face nod. I just did it to myself, and it is yeah. It's, here it is, Doug. It's fantastic, and you're 100% right. If you can back up a boat trailer, if you know how to maneuver a trailer,
yep,
you're a stud.
Yep.
Well, and also it's the one thing a guy, if he knows how to do it, he will not, he refuses help from somebody else.
That's right. I got it.
Hey, you need help? No. Get the heck out of here. I got this.
Right.
You got
plenty of room. I know I have plenty of room.
Those are those are words that our gender loves to say. I got this.
I got it.
I know.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. 100% right.
Yeah, just going on that. I hope I didn't steal anyone's on. Let me check who's on hold right now.
In terms of,
well, because he said backing up a trailer,
yeah,
parallel parking in one move.
Oh,
that's like,
oh, I think
one
I can
move,
be.
Dude.
I think I could be on the United States Olympic
team.
I'm
pretty good too.
I love.
See, here's the thing.
This I'm at least a top rated amateur.
But guys don't. But you may brag about it for yourself. I don't think other guys brag about somebody else's prowess in parallel parking.
Don't.
Maybe.
I
you know what? I think the woman is impressed.
I got to admit, that's
she's
where
in the car with you.
It's
know what
a little
mean?
Different yeah. because my wife knows. I'm like, oh, I got a parallel park, and she rolls her eyes because I'm
and I. So she's not impressed.
Well, she's sick of me bragging about
that's
it.
That's what she is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if women are all that impressed by the parallel parking skills.
Let's go to, this is a great one, Philip in Lapeer. Hi, Philip.
How's how you doing today?
Great.
Phil!
Oh, my bad. My bad.
That's okay, man.
I'm off my game.
It's like he's
go but, ahead.
I'm part of a group of guys who eat peppers, like ghost peppers,
oh,
Carolina
God.
Reapers.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me? Nothing's the matter with me. It gives you an endorphin rush.
Well, look, for where I have seen this is I know one person who will sit down with a dozen blazing wings from Buffalo Wild Wings and pound 12 wings no problem.
No and problem.
That is
That's
my
not a problem.
That is my brother-in-law, David, is unbelievable when it comes to this.
Yeah, we're part of a group where these guys are, we've got a candy bar right now out there called the Nemesis, and it's got between 25 and 30 Carolina Reapers ground up in
what?
It's a half-pound chocolate bar.
That's insane.
Yep. It is insane.
So I mean, you can handle it, and I get it. There's the endorphin rush, and I admit, I think guys talk about this. This guy had like two ghost peppers. You'll talk about it. It gets to be renowned with that. But Phil, the next day, that's just got to be pure hell.
Yeah, well, you know, you have to prep your stomach for something super hot like that. You know, there's things that you eat that you put on your stomach so that when you eat a half-pound chocolate bar with all this stuff in it, that you don't get capsaicin cramps, which will double you over.
So what do you do?
Well, I start off by eating a couple of bananas, and then I have like a peanut butter sandwich, maybe one or two of those. And the best thing to top that off with after you have those two things is like a half an order of mashed potatoes and gravy from Kentucky Fried Chicken. You give all that a nice landing platform for that. When this extra spicy stuff hits your stomach, you don't start getting cramps right away. That way you can get through the challenge of eating this half-pound candy bar. And then you want to eat something on top of that.
Well, yeah, I was talking about the evacuation of the whole thing the next day.
Hurts your boom-boom.
The evacuation can be painful at times. And, yes, that is that happens. So
here's the thing about the Carolina Reaper. I got the Scoville heat units.
Yeah,
the Carolina, just for example, jalapenos rank between 2,500 and 8,000 Scoville heat units.
What about a serrano pepper?
A serrano pepper ranks 8,000 to 22,000. A Carolina Reaper ranks the highest. It's 2.2 million Scoville units. And it, you know what the next measurement is? Standard pepper spray. That's how hot the Carolina Reaper.
Delicious.
I love that they call it the nemesis.
I respect the guy that can eat really hot food. I mean, because I don't want to do it personally, but I can. Hey, all right, tip of the cap to you.
Yeah,
I remember being impressed as a kid watching my dad send back hot sauce after hot sauce in a Mexican restaurant because it wasn't hot enough. I'm like, wow, Dad's gonna go for it. And then finally they come back with some green stuff. My brother and I are all like, why, Dad? He's going to do it. And then finally my dad goes, that's hot. That's good stuff.
Love it.
Hugh had to be. He was like.
He is. He's a king.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Let's go to John in Clarkston. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Great subject.
Thank you.
Growing up, I had the guy that was the fastest and the best player in every sport, you know. But the one I remember the most is when I lived in Chicago. His name was Dino. Dino was like an Italian god. This guy was a bodybuilder, 6'2", like 220, handsome as can be. And most of us were married on the sales team that we all hung around with, but Dino would get the hottest women in the world. When we'd meet and some of us bring our wives and girlfriends, and we'd always wait to see what Dino brought in. It was amazing. One day, one evening, we couldn't wait. We said, Dino, who are you bringing, you know? He says, it's a surprise. Well, that dinner was in Chicago, and he brought with him the hottest Green Bay Packer cheerleader I've ever seen.
Wow.
So Dino was like our hero, man. We lived our lives through Dino, and our wives got pissed at us, but wife still mentions Dino to this day.
Thanks a question, John. What's Dino up to today, and how did Dino settle down?
You know what? I know he got married, and she was a doctor. Just gorgeous, gorgeous. I heard they got divorced like 3 years later. Oh, no. So I think Dino's still roaming around, and I've been married 44 years, so he's got to be like 63 years old. But you know what? The way he looked and the way he was built.
He's probably still getting it done.
He's still dating Packers' hottest cheerleader.
Yeah. Or you're seeing him in commercials for men's models or something. That's amazing.
That's definitely one. Hottest girlfriend.
Hot chick, yeah.
248-539-9797. Here's some feedback we got to the Carson Anderson inbox. And we're talking about this because of the videos that went viral last night of all these Packers Milwaukee athletes slamming beers. And for some strange reason, it's one of those silly things that gives guys respect amongst from one guy to the next. And we've had backing up a trailer, eating hot foods, hottest girlfriend. We mentioned how far you can drive a golf ball. Mustaches have huge guy-to-guy street cred. That's from an unnamed texter. If someone can bench press 300-plus pounds, that's from Ryan.
Mustaches?
Yeah. I'm not so sure about mustaches. I agree completely with the how much can you bench.
Yeah, I think I was when you're growing up, that's always, no pun intended, it's a benchmark, right?
Yes.
You know, I never thought anything of the mustache either, and then we went out this past Saturday, and Ashley was like, wow, that guy has an awesome mustache. You should grow one out. So it works in the girls' street.
Was she saying seriously, or was she just making fun of the guy? Was she being serious?
She was dead nuts being serious.
Wow.
And it was like a handlebar, like a Hulk Hogan type deal. And I'm like, I would totally do it.
Wow.
But I think you guys would poke fun, so I guess it's the opposite of this conversation.
Playing pool, very good in the bar. I definitely could see that. Knowing how to get places without asking for directions or using a map.
The old GPS in the in your brain?
Yep. Something I'm very proud of. I can get from here to there. And we'll be driving somewhere we've been once, and I'll say, I think we got a McDonald's coming up here on the left. And my wife will get pissed about that, too. She said she has no idea where we ever are or are going. And at one point when we were not dating, she went on a date with somebody else, and she couldn't believe the guy got lost because she was so used to me and my Rand McNally skills.
Well, I will say every year when we go to Florida for spring training, you kind of know your way back from the airport pretty well. Mm-hmm. Or from the airport to the resort we stay, you know it pretty well.
I respect a man that can finish off any movie or show quotes that I use during any and all of our get-togethers. That's from Jay on the Road. That's one of your strengths, movie quotes.
Yeah, usually they're guy movies.
You're pretty good. Yeah. You're pretty good at it. Man, there's so many good ones coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Things that give guys street cred, guy-to-guy respect. These are the silly things that we do that makes all your boys respect you. 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. Car repairs when your job title isn't auto mechanic.
100%.
That was one you brought up in the office.
Yeah. If you have a breakdown with your vehicle and you could lift the hood and diagnose what's going on under there as opposed to the other 99% of the guys who just lift the hood and go, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know how to fix it. You're a stud. You should sleep with Doug's wife. I'm just offering up your wife.
Yeah, if you fix my car.
Go ahead. Make a run for it.
I want an email from a guy, Scott. Is it a bad sign that I'm awful at most of these things?
It's not. No. This is what separates the elite, right? I'm not elite.
Well, you're elite at some of these.
Some things, sure, but other things, hell no.
Is a strength, without a doubt. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mark in Port Huron. Hi, Mark.
Mark, hey. Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
I'm on a Wednesday night pool league, and, you know, I'm not a very good pool player. I just started playing pool again after 30 years. But anyway, last Friday night, we had Darren McCarty here, and we had to move the pool tables. It's a Wednesday night league. And so a bunch of us and guys got on the pool table to pick it up to move. We had to move them 40 feet. There's two pool tables.
They're heavy, and, man. That's like slate. That's heavy.
Oh, crazy heavy. Crazy heavy. And I'm into floor covering, so I move furniture all the time and stuff like that. And, you know, they're always dogging me because, you know, I'm the last guy in the pool league. But anyway, we grab the corner of the pool table and have to move it. And these other guys are bigger. I'm 170 pounds soaking wet. And we have to move them 40 feet, and we have to set them down every, like, 20 feet, you know. And to me, it was just nothing.
Hurry up, Mark.
And to me.
You got it?
That?
Yeah, I'm just worried. Jaws is coming, man.
Uh-oh. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, we move in a pool table. You know, grab a corner of a pool table and move it with three guys.
Well done, Mark. You got it in. Jaws was circling.
Gator.
I'm sorry.
You don't tell him. Jaws is the cue to hurry it up. You don't tell him. Jaws is hungry.
I didn't mean to say hurry up. What I meant to say was, uh-oh. That's all he had to say.
Dude, you almost said, finish your damn story. Yeah, that was your next line. You were so upset.
I'm off today, man. I'm off.
We're both off.
My whole world is changing today. Right. You missed the fill.
Yep. This is not our best performance.
I'm sorry. I apologize to Mark.
You just broke our own show rules.
I'm not even sure. Was he doing a humble brag on him? Not so humble brag on himself, by the way, right?
Yeah, he was. But there is some truth to that. Moving a pool table? Ugh. Those things are just bulky and heavy.
Yes, but if you get four guys to do it.
You get four guys to do it, yeah. Here's a bunch of feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Being a boat owner, and Gator, you'll appreciate this more and more, I have a ton of respect for guys who can launch their boats like it's nothing.
I'm sure I will appreciate that.
Have you ever driven a boat?
Yes.
Okay. I have never driven a boat. Whenever we rent boats, and we rent boats up north all the time.
Who drives them?
My brother-in-law, Mike. My dad.
Just stay away, huh?
My cousin, Jean. He sucks, Doug. He sucks, right? That guy. Anybody but me. And I someday I'm going to be forced to learn. In the meantime, I'm like, you know how to drive a boat? Yeah. Do you okay with that? Oh, sure. Like, I can't do it. At a boxing club I went to, they have an arcade punching machine. If you break 900 points, there's a max of 999, you receive a mini silver boxing glove and serious credibility. That's from Tom at work.
That's a good one.
Those punching machines were an awful lot of fun to go to some. I remember they had a bar in downtown Detroit. I forget the name of the bar, but one night we had like a crazy guys' night, where there were 15 of us that had gotten in. We rented a party bus to take us out about town. We were making stops at three or four different bars, eventually going to the Gentleman's Club and the casino. One of the bars we stopped off at was a place that had the punching machine.
Yeah.
And also had a pool table and a dartboard. We had like a competition, like an Olympic event, you know, where everybody had to do each one and we'd rank it at the end. Yeah, basically. And the punching machine was fantastic. Up until the point where you've had a few too many drinks, and then you see people start to, oh, my hand.
Really?
Because you're jamming your wrist, because people at that point, you're losing your form of how to throw the punch, and people are over exerting themselves and trying to do it.
Hand-eye coordination's off a bit.
You're way off, yeah.
You've got to hit it directly, and you know, you got to hit, it's not just about power, it's accuracy, too, with those machines. So, yeah. A 900 score. Yeah. Bravo.
Here's another one. Guy-to-guy street cred. Driving a manual. Guy-to-guy street cred. That's an Avis on his couch.
Driving a stick shift?
Yep. Grilling skills and boating skills? Yep. I respect other dudes' lawns and landscaping. That's from G in Brownstown.
I do as well.
Getting badly hurt or breaking a limb, getting a nasty cut, and acting like it's no big deal. Doesn't hurt at all. Like, man, that dude's a badass. That's from Scott. I married way above my weight class. Every guy that meets my wife immediately says, wow, didn't expect that. Nice job, man. How'd you do it? Street cred for out of your league wife. That's from Pete and McComb. The other guys? The movie, The Other Guys?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw that, Doug?
Saw part of it. Doug
you saw that part?
Most of it. That was on the bus.
Really?
That was,
your wife, man?
That was on the bus. the RV.
Trip down to...
And we lost the second half of the movie because Evan misdownloaded it or something.
Yeah.
Really, man? Who is she?
Bye, Sheila. Bye, Terry. Bye, Sheila. It's a funny movie, man.
How about this one? And this is a great one.
And he goes by the name of Gator in that movie, a pimp.
This is a great one because it comes with the audio accompaniment. Being able to destroy a rack of pool balls for whatever reason seems to garner respect. I'm sure it has something to do with the initial noise and then the blur of the balls moving on the table.
That's a good one because you never feel weaker when the balls don't go anywhere. Yes. You're like, your shot.
I'll add another one like that is bowling a strike and you've got that amazing sound of the pins just getting destroyed. It's a fantastic sound.
A guy riding a bike without a helmet. That's from Evan.
Doug's like, that's a real badass.
That's a moron.
Actually, Doug's like, an idiot.
Doug thinks he's a dumbass. Yeah.
I did my first ride yesterday.
Your first ride?
Until
May 23rd?
Yep. Well, the weather hasn't been great, and I haven't had the time. So
is that your official start of summer, Doug?
That's the start of summer right there.
Yep. There it is.
The perfect cast of a fishing line gets street cred.
Well, you had to be around other guys to show that skill off, right?
Yep.
Anyway, otherwise, you're just saying, hey, I was fishing the other day. You should have seen them in casting. They're like, yeah, whatever, dude.
What are the ones? It was great. How about the ones we discussed in the office? There's one I didn't mention, but I think when you do some of your own construction, like you finish your own basement, you build your own deck, stuff like that.
Yeah, but these are the things, again, that you have to let somebody else know that you've done.
Yeah. Well, when somebody says, nice basement. Yeah, I finished it myself. That's pretty awesome.
Finishing your own basement. That's a good one.
Yep. Anything else that we mentioned in the office that hasn't been mentioned on the air?
I don't know.
There's one, you know, comparing sizes.
Well, not that. But
hand sizes?
Yes. And foot. Hand and foot.
Yep, yeah. Shoe sizes.
Gloves and shoes. What about just like, he's a badass. Like if you know the one guy can handle himself.
In a fight.
Yeah. And maybe they haven't fought in 30 years. But you just know.
But he dropped but there's this dude in one punch in high school.
Yep. And he hangs on to that reputation.
Yep.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.